This is Stephen Strang. If you've listened to my podcast, and many of you are because I have just passed 2 million downloads, believe it or not, you know that I deal a lot with what is going on in the culture. And we can look at it from many different points of view. But as Christians, we need to look at it from a spiritual point of view. And my guest today is Mike Bickle. You probably know him as the founder of the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. He and I have been friends for a long, long time, and he's written for Charisma many times. We've published a number of his books. In fact, he wrote the cover story in the December issue of Charisma, and it has to do with Mary and what we can learn how to be like Mary. But today on the Strang Report, I asked Mike about what's going on in the culture, especially with all this hubbub and controversy about Donald Trump and the impeachment hearings and everything else that's going on. So stay tuned to get a spiritual perspective from Mike Bickle.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Mike Bickle, we've known each other a long time, and of course, I have watched the ministry there at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City and know that you have raised up literally thousands of intercessors, and you pray for our government, you pray for our president, you pray for what's going on in the culture. You know, everyone who follows the news knows that there's a lot going on, and it seems to center around Donald Trump, but it's really not about him per se. What can you say to my listeners to help understand what's going on, and then maybe we can talk about how to pray for our country and for our president?
Yeah, very good question. I'm very engaged in this issue. King David gave a prophecy 3,000 years ago. It's in Psalm chapter 2, the second psalm, and this prophecy is actually unfolding right before our eyes, particularly in the Western cultures, but it's not going to be limited to that. And in Psalm 2, without going into it verse by verse, a matter of fact, Steve, I wrote a book with Charisma called God's Answer for the Current Crisis, and the crisis that's happening, it's all about Psalm 2. So in that psalm, King David said, there's coming a time where the kings of the earth, I mean, that's a big subject, the kings of the earth are going to unify, and the rulers of the culture around driving the word of God out of the culture. That is like an unthinkable prophetic word 3,000 years ago. And though Psalm 2 had a small fulfillment in Acts 4, and people will point that out, it was a very, very brief partial fulfillment. The fulfillment is at the end of the age when the leaders of the culture, literally the kings of the earth, come together to scheme, and the leaders of the culture, to drive the influence of the word of God out of the culture entirely. And we are watching this escalate so rapidly in the last 5 years, particularly in the Western culture. I mean, it's all over Europe, and it's happening in America, and a whole lot of it is centered around the gay agenda, and the sanctity of life, the sanctity of sex, the sanctity of marriage, all of these issues. And the real issue is the authority of the Word of God. That's the real issue that's being challenged. And in our conversation right now, people are attacking Trump, but they're attacking Trump because he's got some issues, unsettled issues in his life over the years. They're hitting that. But they're not stopping at that. They could say those things, and they are what they are, but they're going way beyond that. It's the radical left is challenging the conservative right, and conservative right's not my real passion. My passion is the authority of the Word of God, but the conservative right is certainly not in full agreement with the Word of God. I'm not saying that, but they certainly carry elements of it, and they take a stand for it, and the radical militant left is attacking that with vengeance. And again, some of the downsides of Trump's past, they're using that to hit him way beyond anything that's rational, reasonable, because there's a spirit that's a demonic attack coming against the Word of God. And it's not coming only from the radical left, and it's not only in relationship to Trump, but that's the one that's on the news all the time. The enemy does not want the authority of the Word of God to be honored. And many of the pulpits in America are getting shy about that. They're drawing back from it. and they're presenting a gospel that is sort of biblical, but sort of not biblical. And I'm really troubled. I'm really unsettled by it, though I have confidence the Lord has an answer for it. And yes, we are mobilizing intercessors that God would revive the church, a historic third great awakening coming to America, millions getting saved, the church getting on fire, the Word of God getting in the, you know, right in the center of it. But in the midst of all of this is this debate, you know, in on the airwaves, social media, but also all the news thing about Trump. He has somehow become the, this is probably a really inadequate illustration, he's the beach ball getting kicked back and forth, you know, and it's way bigger than him. It's way bigger than him. Although I certainly appreciate some of the things he has taken a stand for, which shocked me actually, because 4 years ago, I would have never guessed he would have. So I'm really grateful for some of the things that he has stood for. And many believers are, but as you would say, and you've written, now you got your third book coming out, God, America, or the Culture, and Trump. And I know your passion, because I know you. You have a passion for the Word of God and Jesus to be central. And that I know that's at the thing that's driving your heart is to see people have confidence in the Lord and his leadership. And I appreciate you taking some of the hits you're going to take for taking a stand to expose some of the falsehoods that are rising up against our president. And again, we can't defend a couple things that he's done. Like, that's not our point. Our point is to honor the Word of God, and I appreciate the energy that you've put into this. And so I say thank you back to you on that.
Well, Donald Trump is a disruptor, and he's like a lightning rod. And
yeah, that's a good word. And that's what your book carries, that. I appreciate that, actually.
Well, thank you. But you know, I like to say, and I have said in interviews, that the people who really hate Donald Trump, and I'm not just talking about what he did when he was younger, I'm talking about now, you know, where it's actually culminated in this impeachment hearing, they really hate all of us. They hate what we stand for.
No question.
But he has become kind of our defender. So in attacking him, I believe he's really attacking everyone who is for traditional values, for conservative values, and turning the tide, because things seem to be getting worse and worse. Yet I know you well enough to know that you believe, and you've said this for years, that a great revival is going to happen. So how can these two seeming contradictions actually happen?
Well, in Isaiah chapter 60, the very famous verse, when deep darkness covers the earth, the glory of God will rest on the people of God. And so there's this tension in Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2, that as darkness escalates, the glory of God is going to escalate. So it's not one or the other. They happen simultaneous in a collision with one another. I mean, like some people call it the cultural wars. It is a true war, and it's rooted in the spirit realm. And, you know, there's political and economic leaders and media, people in the media, they have a certain face of it, but the real issue is in the spirit realm. It is a war against, yes, conservative values, but even take it down a notch, it's the authority of the Word of God, which is the source of conservative values. But some conservative values maybe aren't always the Word of God, but so many of them are. That's the war that's going on. But I am positive the Lord is going to use this to purify the church, make the church take a stand, even though there will be stigma and pushback and even persecution for taking a stand. That's going to be part of God's way to purify the church, plus a massive outpouring of the Spirit. And I believe millions are going to come to the Lord because they're going to see people that have a hold of something worth dying for. And I've quoted, I don't know who said it first, but I've said it for years. I got it from someone. But if you don't have anything worth dying for, you don't have anything worth living for. And we, Jesus, his leadership, the Word of God, the kingdom of God, the Lord is making it a point where the people of God are taking a stand in the face of stigma and loss. It's worth it. It's worth it. And the unbelievers are going to see that and go, wow, they got something worth giving everything to. And that's going to make their curiosity open up to even the gospel. Of course, the gospel people say yes because the Spirit convicts them and reveals the Word to them and reveals the Lord to them. But still, that curiosity starts when they see a company of people who won't back down because something's bigger than our own happiness and our own agendas, and it's Jesus and his leadership and the Word of God.
You know, at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City, you have prayer and worship 24/7 and have now since, what was it, 19?
Our 20-year anniversary. We had our 20-year anniversary a few months ago.
1999. It hardly seems possible It was that long. And, you know, people can follow you on, there's an app where they can actually participate in the worship. And before we're done, I want you to tell me and my listeners how they can participate. But I know that you have sort of a, I'm going to call it a pattern, where there will be music and worship, and then you'll have intercessory prayer and then more contemplative prayer. But how do you tell intercessors there how to pray in a way that people who don't live in Kansas City, who aren't really tied in with your ministry, they could learn something, and that we could pray in unity for what's going on in our country?
Well, you know, the key passage that we're all familiar with is 1 Timothy chapter 2, where it says, first of all, pray for those who are in authority. So we're mandated by the Lord to pray for people who are in authority. That's not only the president and his cabinet. That's even our local governors and senators. It goes all the way down. And if we pray for those in authority, Daniel chapter 10, which is a really amazing chapter, Daniel prayed, and demonic powers were actually pushed back by an increase of angelic activity and the Holy Spirit. It's quite a situation. I don't want to go into that in depth, but that's Daniel 10. Our prayers, when Daniel prayed, like we pray today, I'm talking about the whole body of Christ, there's more Holy Spirit activity in the heavenly realm that restrains darkness. So even an unbelieving leader, president, governor, senator, when there's not a demonic oppression against his mind, when that thing is relieved for even a little while, they think far more objectively, far more soundly. And when we pray and demonic powers are released and the Spirit of God comes on a person, believer or unbeliever, divine ideas can be given to them. It's like the Lord says in Proverbs 21, that the heart of the king is like channels of water. He turns it any way he wants, but there's a prayer dimension that pushes back darkness, that makes these leaders more open to the rational good sense that comes to them. Now, believers are unbelievers, so when we pray, good things happen, even in their legislation, their decision-making, their unity together. But if they're believers, it's even, I mean, there's a dual thing, because not only are they our government leaders that we pray for, but they're our brothers and sisters in Christ that we're standing for them and with them in the Spirit. And so there's about 25 prayers in the New Testament. I call them apostolic prayers because they're the prayers the apostles gave us. There are about 25 of them. We pray those prayers for the president, the governors, senators. We pray them for their cabinet council meetings. They would have dreams from the Lord at night. I mean, this ungodly king Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4 had this wild dream at night. In Daniel 2, I mean, and then again in Daniel 4, the Lord touched him in a dramatic way. And it shifted things dramatically. And so even unbelieving kings can get dreams from the Lord that shift the culture. But how much more believing kings, presidents is what I'm talking about, and their cabinet. So we pray those 25 prayers of the New Testament for them, for their family, for their leadership team. And I believe more happens if we do that.
As we wrap up, tell my listeners how they can connect with International House of Prayer in Kansas City, either online or with your app, or even how they could visit you.
Yeah, well, we're right here in Kansas City. We've had every 2 hours, we have a worship team on the stage, and a new worship team comes every 2 hours. So at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4, 24/7 throughout the day. And so we've had a worship team on our stage nonstop, not even a 1 minute break for 20 years. It's never stopped because the teams overlap for about 2 or 3 minutes. So the worship has never stopped in 24 hours. But then in the prayer room, it's about a 700 seat room. There's typically 200 or 300 people, sometimes a few less, sometimes many more. And they're praying together with the people on the stage. And so for 2 hours, we have a open mic and we have intercession, and people from all around the world visit us, and we pray for revival, for the government, for the ending of abortion, many, many, many things. And then the next 2 hours, we close the open mic, and we call it Sit at the Feet of Jesus, like Mary of Bethany. And when people just open their Bibles, and they read their Bibles, and they love Jesus. Then the next 2 hours, we go back to open mic and the intercession. So every 2 hours, we shift it. So that means 6 2-hour sets, 2 hour sets a day is intercession with an open mic, and 6 2-hour sets a day, sit at the feet of Jesus and just meditate on him with an open Bible. And that's happened for 20 years. Our anniversary was a few months ago. And so we probably have 50 to, my team told me we have 50 to 100,000 people that have visited here. I mean, I don't know where they got the numbers. I've never asked them, but some big number of visitors that come year after year, week after week, they just drop in. There's all kinds of hotels and places to stay, and they visit all the time. Or they can tap into our internet and watch the worship team live. And we have prayer rooms all around the world and prisons and colleges where the live web stream, live worship is going on and people interact with it. I mean, you've done it many times at your house. You just turn the web stream on and you listen to the worship and read your Bible.
And I've been there in Kansas City many times, including when you started in a double wide. And of course, now you have a very nice facility. I've been there in the bitter cold of the winter, and I've been there when it's been hot. It gets pretty hot in Kansas City. And it's just something that is a wonderful prayer retreat. But tell your website so people can...
It's just IHOP KC, IHOP KC, because if you only put IHOP, it's the pancakes. So you got to put IHOP KC and .org because .com is the pancake, you know. So don't confuse it, IHOPKC.org. And then you can tap in and get the live web stream. We have all kinds of services. We have internships. We have weekend gatherings, you know, training for 3 days, for 8 days, retreats, all kinds of things. Lots of things for children as well.
I appreciate Mike Bickle taking time to talk to me. His podcasts are always some of the most popular because he always has so much to say. I hope that you will tune in. I hope you'll download the app as I have. If you get a chance, go to Kansas City. It's really a wonderful experience just to see all these people that are so devoted to prayer, and they're influencing the church in many, many ways, raising up a lot of leaders that go on to other ministries, and it's just very, very powerful. I appreciate you listening to the Strang Report. As I mentioned earlier, I have just passed 2 million downloads. I mean, who would have thought? It's just really taken off in 2019. And I appreciate you sharing this with friends that you think would like to hear this perspective. So thanks for listening, and tune in again tomorrow for another episode of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.